The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah. Return, rebellious children, says the Lord, for I am your master. I will take you, one from a city, two from a clan, and bring you to Zion. I will appoint over you shepherds after my own heart, who will shepherd you wisely and prudently. When you multiply and become fruitful in the land, says the Lord, they will in those days no longer say the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord. They will no longer think of it or remember it or miss it or make another. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the Lord's throne. There all nations will be gathered together to honor the name of the Lord at Jerusalem, and they will walk no longer in their hard-hearted wickedness. The word of the Lord. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep, and the oxen. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away that was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But it has no root and only lasts for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed here bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we continue to hear from the parable of the sower. And so Jesus, who tells this story, tells us what we must do. If we're going to be the good, the seed that falls in the good soil of our lives, we got to listen to his word, we got to understand his word, and we got to live his word by bearing fruit, huh? So first of all, we need to listen. We need to make sure it's the gospel of Jesus Christ that forms our life. Not the world, not political parties, not our opinions. Jesus needs to be the one we listen to. And then we got to understand him. And when it comes to understanding Jesus Christ, he tells us to love one another. He tells us God is love. And so when we hear it, we got to understand. It's not about us. And what we do is bear fruit. And again, you've heard me say just this past week, fruit is always about other people. We don't bear fruit for ourselves. That's not what fruit is about. And so we live a life for others. That's when we listen to God's word, we understand it, and now we live it. It ain't about me, because think about it, the ones who it's about me, they have, what kills them at the end is the desire for worldly riches. oh, if I do this, I'll get blessed. I'll have so much money from God. Whenever our following of God is about us, it's cursed. It doesn't grow. But when we let His word enter deep in our heart and we understand it and then we live it, we live a life for others by bearing fruit for them. So today, God calls you and me to listen, to understand, and to live it, that we might all live forever. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and